Hello, this is The Friar. Thank you so much for joining me on this Friday, April 30th, 2021, last day of April. It is very good to have you with us and to join us. You may have read that the Pope has encouraged us to enter into a rosary marathon. And so we're starting a new series today on this rosary marathon where you can visit our website, get a reflection for the day. There'll be an intention for each day that the Pope has suggested. Not only with the Pope, but 30 Marian shrines all over the world are going to be each taking a day during this month of May to help us to pray for, one, the end of the pandemic. I know we'd all like it to be over. And two, for a resumption of social and work activities. And so you're invited also to join us here at the Friar. You can click an audio version of the rosary and pray along with us. As you do so, there'll be links where you can pray live with the Vatican on this prayer. It's at 11 a.m. Central. There'll be links on how to do that. But hopefully you will join us, if not every day, at least some of the days over this month of May for this rosary marathon. As a reminder, you can subscribe to The Friar, the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, but you can go to our website, thefriar.org, and you will find there links to all kinds of podcast providers where you can subscribe, give us a great rating, and you can also sign up for our newsletter at our website, thefriar.org, and when you do that, you'll also be notified every time we post something new to the website. So without further ado, let's begin the Rosary Marathon, or at least to get an introduction. We have been in a pandemic for over a year, and many are tired of it. I know I am. But the sad truth is that for many around the world, the pandemic is still causing a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. Beyond that, these past many months have been months of tremendous suffering as well. People unable to say goodbye to loved ones, lost jobs, no children in school, isolation at home, uncomfortable tests, time in hospitals, and so much more. The reality is that the hardest thing to recognize is that sometimes we are at a point when we need to admit that we can only do what we should have done in the first place, something we should do every day, namely, pray. But sometimes we need to have our backs against the wall to realize this truth. There is still so much we need to pray for God's help. Fortunately, the Church has always, from her earliest days, realized that the prayers of Mary, the Mother of God, are very powerful. Despite what many non-Catholics say, Catholics do not worship Mary. Rather, recognizing the power of the resurrection of Jesus, Catholics seek the prayers of the saints as well as the prayers of those on earth. And the saints' prayers are powerful indeed. But the prayers of Mary are especially powerful. From the cross, Jesus entrusted his mother to the beloved disciple, John. But one reason John used the term the beloved disciple and not his own name is because the beloved disciple is all of us. And so Jesus gave his mother to each of us. And so placing our faith and trust in Jesus, we ask Mary for her powerful intercession. Join us tomorrow as we pray the rosary. You can pray along with an audio version of the rosary, pray along with an audio version of the Dominican rosary, or pray along with an audio version of the Lasallian rosary. You can also join live in praying the rosary at 11 a.m. Central. That's 1700 hours GMT, and you can do that every day. So I hope that you really will join us. You know, it was such a powerful image for me last year in the month of March when the Pope stood out to an empty St. Peter's Square with the monstrance and blessed us with the Blessed Sacrament, blessed the world in that instance. And I think this can be an equally powerful moment for each one of us to call upon the Blessed Virgin Mary, to have her pray for us, to have her be with us, to have her remind us that we are never alone. We are always with not only God and Jesus, the presence of God, but we're also not alone because the communion of saints is with us praying on our behalf. So please do join us for, if not all of these days, it'd be great to have you join us every day, but at least join us some of the days so that we can ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us. We'll see you tomorrow. Let's pray for each other, and may God bless you.